Joy is at the heart of the way of Christ. Joy entered the world on a high note of jubilation. I bring you good news of great joy, proclaimed the angel. Joy shall come to all the people. Jesus left the world, filling the disciples with God's joy. Jesus said, These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. God is joy. We are created in God's image, therefore we are designed to be joyful and to radiate joy. The Apostle Paul declares, Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy enlivens us. The prophet Nehemiah declared, The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you want to have a holy Lent, if you desire to honor God with your life, if you are striving to be the beautiful, glorious person God created you to be, then you need to be loving and joyful. The Bible's favorite topic is love, and the second is joy. God commands that we be joyful. The psalmist declares, This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Apostle Paul commands, Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. God's command to be joyful would be harsh and unrealistic if it were based on our earthly circumstances. Rather, joy is a gift, a blessing of God, a precursor of resurrection. Joy flows from God into us to sustain us on our earthly pilgrimage until we are completely filled and surrounded with joy in heaven. The season of Lent is modeled after the 40 days between Jesus' baptism and the beginning of his ministry, which was a one-sentence sermon. The Gospel of Mark explains, In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Jesus began his ministry by being filled with God's joy. Jesus was approximately 30 years old at the time of his baptism. Jesus was fully God, therefore fully love, fully joy, and yet Jesus was also fully human. How much do you think the fully human nature of Jesus limited Jesus, clouding his mind, constricting his heart? After living on earth for 30 years, was Jesus still always extravagant in love and exuberant in joy? What do you think the thoughts were like in Jesus' mind? Was there a debate between his fully human and fully God thoughts? In Jesus' heart, were there fully human and fully God feelings swirling around? Being human, living on earth in a fallen world, is extremely difficult. We know this well. For there is pain, suffering, disease, struggle, and messes everywhere. Being human, it appears sometimes that hate, fear, and sin is more destructive than the healing love and joy and grace of God. Did Jesus need an infusion of love and joy? Did Jesus need to be reminded of the glory of heaven? Scripture explains, And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. There is an abundance happening in this one sentence. The heavens, the firmament, the veil was torn open. Our joyful, loving God was so excited to embrace Jesus that God quickly torn apart the heavens so God and all the glory of heaven could spill out upon Jesus so that God could embrace Jesus. Jesus had to become fully human to identify with us, to be our representative, to pay the debt of our sin, to be our high priest. Jesus became fully human so our prayers, struggles, doubts, and lack of joy could be experienced by Jesus, so that Jesus can fully understand us, relate to us, and renew us. For justice, Jesus had to become fully human. But this was not going to stop God from enjoying a precious moment of celebration with His Son. Jesus' baptism is a sign of the perfect loving relationship between God the Creator, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fills Jesus completely with light, peace, love, and joy. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove. The dove is a symbol of God's presence in our life. Therefore, the dove symbolizes the essence of God, love, peace, joy. Dove is the meaning of Jonah's name. Remember back in the Old Testament when Jonah went to Nineveh proclaiming repent, and in so doing, they were saved? Remember how Jonah battled for 3 days, and then he came and he was spit up on that shore, and he proclaimed that good news, and the people repented, and they were saved? Dove is the meaning of Jonah's name. Scripture explains, and just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." There is another whole sermon in, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." For any of you out there who are people pleasers, Jesus has not even begun his ministry. Jesus has done nothing to earn God's love, yet God loves Jesus and is well pleased. The Message translates it, God told Jesus, "You are the pride of my life." It must have been tremendously comforting for Jesus to know that God loves him and is pleased with him when Jesus has not yet done any of the things that Jesus had come to do. That is the unconditional love and joy that God has for each and every one of us. This kind of love and joy empowers us to do what we are called to do, to love, to be joyful out of gratitude. God's joyful love empowered Jesus to spread God's blessings throughout the world. Scripture continues, "And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on Jesus." Immediately, before the fully human nature of Jesus could forget or cloud the power of God's love and joy, Jesus is brought face to face with Satan to prove that love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Peace stronger than fear. Joy stronger than gloom. Over the next 3 years, Jesus would confront the worst of humanity, culminating in his crucifixion. Jesus knew God's light, peace, love, and joy would prevail, for Jesus in those 40 days endured and overcame the worst temptations Jesus could, or that Satan could inflict upon Jesus. Jesus was able to foretell his crucifixion while standing there, telling the disciples, "I came to make your joy complete," because he knew that he had already defeated Satan and all the powers of darkness back there in the wilderness. At the end of the 40 days, Scripture continues, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" The good news is the small amount of the kingdom of God that spilled out upon Jesus when God tore open the heavens just defeated Satan, every temptation, and all the powers of darkness. Over the next 3 years, Jesus revealed snippets of God's joy through his ministry. Every Sunday during Lent, we will examine a different facet of the joyful kingdom of God. The Bible has a lot to say about joy in the kingdom of God. It is far too glorious to explain or understand. Jesus often used parables to try to give us a little glimpse of it. The Apostle Paul said, God's kingdom is what God does with your life as God sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The prophet Isaiah expresses it as, you will live in joy and peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Repentance is a change of mind and heart. Repentance means new attitudes, fresh patterns of behavior. To repent is to turn, to be converted. To repent is to turn from sin and turn to God. To repent is refusing to live in yesterday, instead living today with freedom, love, and joy. Living today to the fullest. Sometimes, especially during Lent, we get stuck in partial repentance. We are able to let go of something, yet we fail to let come God's blessings. Sometimes I hear someone explain that they gave up chocolate, soda, meat, or something for Lent. That is great if it brings you closer to God, if it makes you a more loving and joyful person. The ancient discipline of fasting is a two-part discipline, giving something up so that you can add something godly to your life. It is letting go so that you can let come. You give up food so you can spend the time that it would take to prepare that food and to eat that food in prayer. You give up something so you have more time to serve, love, and worship God. You give up something so that you have more space in your life to celebrate, enjoy God, and to be joyful. Letting go without letting come has been a challenge since the very beginning. The prophet Hosea proclaimed God's words, I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. Jesus said, not simply repent, rather repent and believe in the good news. Jesus said this immediately after defeating Satan in the wilderness, defeating every form of hate with love, defeating darkness with light, defeating fear with peace, dispersing gloom with joy. Walter Burghardt preached, repent and believe in the good news. Believe in life, Christ's life and your life, life here and hereafter, life now and forever. If you want to repent, live, come fully alive. Christ is alive, more gloriously alive than when he walked the rugged roads of Palestine. That Jesus dances still. Do you believe that? With Christ risen, death no longer has power over you, will hold you captive no more than a swift moment, that you too will dance around death, will rise to new life beyond your wildest dreams. Do you believe that you are already risen with Christ because his life courses through you like a second bloodstream? Only if you do can Lent be life for you. For what is Lent but to repent? I turn more and more completely to a living Christ. I adopt the attitude that Christ Jesus had. Jesus is peace, love, and joy. John Wesley described Lent as a season to let righteousness, peace, and joy enliven you, to let God open the joyful glory of heaven in your soul. Walter Burghardt said, we Christians have given Lent a bad name. The first preface for Lent announces this joyful season. Lent is for festivity. Lent is for celebration. Lent is letting God reshape your lives from death to life, from sin to love, from fate to freedom. Lent is a time to discover how to truly live, to love, and be joyful. Lent contrasts the gloom of humanity and the joy of God, making the joy stand out all the more brilliantly against the darkness. Lent began last Wednesday with ashes. Ashes are the residues of burned out fires, burned up stars, burned out dreams. Ashes are an appropriate symbol for the lousy, gloomy state of humanity. Cold, dark, lifeless. Ashes symbolize that a lot on earth is not right, that humanity has settled in the dust, settled for the worst when we could have chosen to shine with the radiant, joyful love of God. Last Wednesday, we were asked to confess and to let go. Today, we are invited to let come God's blessings. Last Wednesday, we were asked to acknowledge our pain, sin, hurt, guilt, regrets, and struggles. Today, we are invited to receive the glory of the kingdom of God. Last Wednesday, we were marked with ashes. Today, we know that ashes under pressure become diamonds. We know that ashes are carbon, and carbon is the basic building block for life. Last Wednesday, we were marked with the ashes of finitude and mortality. Today, we hear the promise of eternal life as Jesus rises up out of those baptismal waters. Last Wednesday, we were in the wilderness, bombarded with temptation, our mind clouded, our hearts constricted. Today, we hear the good news. Jesus, fully human, was sustained and overcame every temptation. Jesus emerged radiant, proclaiming and living God's love and joy. Jesus knows exactly how to fill you with abundant joy. The Holy Spirit is eager to fill you with the glory of the kingdom of God. The good news is not denial. It is not being joyful despite your circumstances. The good news is realizing that the worst will be redeemed. Realizing that even though you are burnt out in mere ash, Jesus is making you radiant. You will shine like the sun. You will be loving, joyful, and glorious. The good news is you, me, all of us, the entire cosmos is coming fully alive with God's joy. God is joy. Joy is all around us. Joy is in us. Jesus came to fill us with God's abundant joy. Strive to perceive joy. When you see joy, celebrate. When you feel joy, dance. When you share joy, laugh. Name your joys. Indulge in your joys. Share your joys. Joy is a precursor of resurrection. I hope your Lent will be a joyful season, a festivity, a celebration of the good news of great joy who is dispersing all gloom. Amen.